Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have Daniel Turner with us here in just a few minutes, but let's first go to the Lord in prayer, and then we will bring on Daniel. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for such a time as this. And we praise you for all that you have done for us, for who you are, the great I am, for your grace, for your mercy, for your love, for your forgiveness, for your sacrifice. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, each and every one of us. Father, I ask that you will continue to bless my listeners and bless my sponsors and my advertisers as we trudge through every day trying to make sense out of the nonsense and bring truth where there are lies. Guide us, Father, as we try to do this, that we will bring glory to you and truth to the people. We ask that you protect all of us, Father. Times are really tough right now. But I ask that your hedge of protection be around our president and his administration, and that you will guide them, that you will put before them godly counsel, and that they will use great discernment in their decisions, and they will show wisdom. Father, use CSE Talk Radio. May we truly be your voice of reason and love and hope. We know, Father, where there is lies, there is no truth, there is just darkness. And I feel that's where we are today. But we know with you, all things are possible. And you are the light, the truth, and the way. And it is in your name, Jesus, that we pray for such a time as this. Amen. The whole truth. I think the old saying goes, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But this morning I'm going to say the whole truth and nothing we're hearing or being fed is the truth. Where there is no truth, there is utter darkness and deception and destruction. We're living out of real-time lies from all directions. Climate change is a lie. To take control of every aspect of your lives and to take your land. The fact that more blacks are killed by cops than whites is a lie. The statistics aren't lying, but they're not giving us statistics. I can't even say it. Statistics. And created a couple of angry, violent generations who believe themselves to be victims. And why wouldn't they? Been fed for lies for years. We heard many lies regarding the COVID-19. The liberal docs leading us into an idiotic America shutdown and economy disaster, businesses lost, jobs lost, and liberty lost by tyrannical mayors and governors who want nothing but to destroy this nation so they can have power once again. Rhinos turn on conservatives so that they can protect their globalist ways. Healthcare grew more expensive when government decided to help. So they pretend to fix it, and we lose again. We lose choice in our health care, and we're forced to buy insurance, and it's costing us more than it did before. We're told our history is dark and evil. And we've had some times in this nation that weren't all that good. But that doesn't define us as a people today. Lies are evil. And they all seem to hear it today. The good book tells us the truth will set us free. And I guess that's why they don't want us to know the truth. They don't want us to be free. Russia was involved in the elections. That's the truth. But the Democrats and Hillary paid for them. Impeachment was based on lies to unseat a duly elected people choice president. Electoral college is out of date. We should be led by democracy, which is mob rule. Ignore the Constitution. It was written by angry white men. The lies make one dizzy and sick. America is truly inside outside, upside down. The truth will set you free, and that's what Jesus said. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's from John 8, 31 and 32. I wonder what word as Americans are abiding under today. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we have Daniel Turner with us today. We're going to talk about some of the truths and some of the lies. Daniel, how are you doing today?